producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Lionheart, Lionheart Industries. And right here, and we're going to talk about this in just as soon as I get done talking about Lionheart. They've got a Black Friday sale coming up 28th November through 1st of December. And the prices on the handguns are going to be insane. The prices on the magazine is going to be very affordable. The prices on everything are going to be discounted pretty good, although on the handguns they're going to be insane. The regular LH9, normally $675, $399 during those 4 days. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. Speaking of Lionheart, I have in the Lionheart LH9C got here to me yesterday. I'm going to take it out on the range today and punish it and film the punishing and put a YouTube video up on it. My impressions of the gun are, first of all, I can feel the fact that there is a military heritage behind this, just in the tolerances on the gun. This is designed to run in a lot of different kind of environments. You can hear a little bit of a rattle, which just makes me nostalgic. With most semi-autos that are hammer-fired, like a SIG. My favorite semi-auto 1911 is a Kimber. When you get those and you start running the slide on them, it's very, very stiff. It's very, very stiff because these guns need some sort of a break-in period before they're going to function as well as they're going to later. So, as a matter of fact, with the Kimber, I think they recommend 500 rounds. So you need to take it to the range and shoot half a case of ammo before you need to carry the gun. This gun, right out of the box, two fingers, I can press check. The other thing, the double action plus. This is the way I'm going to carry the gun. Safety off, double action plus. When the hammer is back, when it's in a single action configuration, pushing the hammer forward. There's just enough resistance to make you realize it's not going to fire, which is very good as far as your self-confidence is concerned. Then the trigger pull coming back from that position, you can try to bring it back and set the hammer if you want to. However, there's also that vague possibility that you might pull it too far and then you fired the gun. I don't recommend that. If it's in double action plus, if you pull the weapon, don't get on the trigger until you're ready to shoot somebody, because the first shot is going to be very smooth. And that's what it's designed to be. It's not designed for you to run the hammer forward and then preset the hammer coming back. The double action trigger, on the other hand, is typically stiff, just like any modern firearm. The gun overall, the fit, the finish on the gun, it has forward serrations, very good Novak high profile sights. Lower bore axis than the SIG, although the gun look, when you look at the gun, it gives you sort of the impression of it being sort of a SIG type heritage. In fact, has nothing to do with SIG. Now that I've got it in hand, I've heard everybody say, well, when you look at it, there's three or four guns that come into mind. That's true. And none of them are SIG, by the way. One would be a Browning just because of the grip angle, or the P38, the Walther P38, or... And then the Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson, I think 6906. I can't remember which one it is. There were so many Smith & Wesson models back in those days. The other thing about the gun that impresses me is its size. This is the perfect size. It's right around the Glock 19 size. But this is Hammer Forge aluminum, lower and slide. The lower is Hammer Forge aluminum. Slide is Hammer Forge aluminum. The barrel puts me in mind of a higher performance barrel because it's a little, it's sort of beveled around the end of it, around the barrel, the business end of it. The carrying it locked and cocked, that's not a bad idea. Putting the safety on requires more effort than taking the safety off. So one of the things that I was concerned with was how far did the safety protrude. I'm not a big fan of safeties. That's one reason I don't carry single action pistols for the most part. However, with a military pistol, they have to have a safety. Most militaries want them to have a safety. Because of where the axis is on this, if you pull the gun up and you are carrying it in a locked and cocked position, putting the safety off is very easy. The other thing about this that is weird, because I've never seen this in a gun, with the safety on, you can run the slide. You can load it. You can unload it with the safety on. So that's an added safety feature. And I found out last night that it is drop safe, accidentally. I found out last night that it is drop safe. I'm going to be using I'll be shooting one 15 grain ball when I go out there today. The other thing I get to test out is the new video rig, which is fairly complete. As I'm looking at it, the monitor's up and got the extra power source on the back of it. So we're going to take it out. We're going to run it. Not going to throw it around. I'm not going to, and maybe later, after the ground thaws a little bit, I will do a couple of tests. You know, you have a far more likely chance of the gun being in a holster and you falling into something and then something getting into the gun that way than you do of taking the gun and throwing it around, burying it in the sand and everything else. I've never seen anybody dig up a gun and get in a fight with it. My tests tend to err on the side of what's likely to happen versus how far can I take it. The other thing about the gun, one of the things that when I first started buying Glocks, when the first generation Glock, the magazines really didn't want to come out of the gun, especially if they were loaded, because they were polymer. These magazines... Magazine release switch is very easy, very accessible. And when you kick, when you punch that button, it's kicking the magazine out. It's not just releasing it, it's actually pushing it out to a certain degree. So, I'm glad I got a hold of this. I had never, you know, I've never run one of these before, never held one of these before yesterday. I'm impressed with the fit and finish. I'm impressed with the way it functions. Breaking down is a dream. Putting it back together is a dream. It's what's not to like. And they're going to be deeply discounted on November the 28th. That discount starts. And after I shoot it today, this may be a gun I carry on a regular basis. Because, one, it's double action, and it has that. And there's a lot of things liability-wise that are attractive about this gun if you're going to use a gun in self-defense. The magazines that come with it, the Lionheart magazines, are 10-round magazines, although you can get 12-round Smith & Wesson magazines at the Lionheart site that work just as well, if capacity is your thing, which capacity is my thing. 10 rounds, I'm pushing the edge of it. So, but if this gun shoots as well as it feels, I'll be carrying this. And I did get the incog holster to go with it, covered in the fuzzy finish, which makes it a little more comfortable. Got the shirt guard and everything else. This is going to be good. But we will be right back.
to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. That's bad. That's really bad. My man on the other end of the board, he sounds better than I do, though. Doggone Bradford Pear Tree. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries, the Black Friday sale. This is the time to stock up on all things Lionheart. It really is. I may buy another gun. I may buy the full-size gun. Check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. I'm going to have Tim Harmson from the Military Arms Channel, who this was one of the guns that he was considering carrying. He did a very extensive review on it. We're going to let him talk to you about it as well. And we'll be live. I plan on being live on Black Friday, so we'll be keeping tabs on things as they go. I try to be pretty fair with law enforcement. I try to be very fair. If law enforcement becomes a bully, or, you know, if they commit malfeasance of office or whatever it is, I'll jump up and down on them just like they're a criminal. If on the other hand, if an officer is getting railroaded like they're trying to do with Darren Wilson in Ferguson, Missouri, he acted properly. But sometimes there'll be something that occurs that it makes you despise the entire profession because of the bad apples. Because you not only have some rogue, crooked cop that does something reprehensible, it's then followed by this organizational stonewall where against justice, because they're circling the wagons around him and insulating him from facing the music. Now, in Racine, Wisconsin, we had an event like this that took place. Police were called in after a puppy had defecated on a neighbor's yard. The owner of the dog, Kurt Hansen, and his neighbor got into a very heated exchange, with Hansen allegedly making threats. And the police came in, and a two-hour standoff resulted. During the standoff, Hansen started making wild threats, like shooting the officers with armor-piercing crossbow bolts and sending this dog to attack them. Mr. Hansen, this has escalated from walking your dog. Obviously, Mr. Hansen has a few screws loose, if you will. But his puppy did not deserve what happened in this standoff. His dog that he was going to sick on the police was about the size of a hacky sack, 5 pounds with a head, legs, you know, very small dog. Not the kind of dog I would personally own. I like bigger dogs. And he threw the dog towards the police, and the dog turned to go back to his house, and the police killed the dog. The SWAT team, there was a SWAT team behind an armored vehicle, and when the dog got in their line of fire, one of those cops shot the dog twice as the hacky sack was moving back towards his house. He wasn't even coming at the cops to mess up their socks, because that's about all they can do. That's rotten. That's sick. That's it. The heroes were cowering behind this armored vehicle, and they put down this hacky sack sized dog. These are battle hardened desperados, aren't they? Every single one of those, from the commander of that SWAT team, when you see something like that, if I see a civilian doing something like that, I'm going to disarm him, and I might start pistol whipping him with his own gun. I'm going to be highly incensed at that. You deal with threats. You do not deal, even if that dog was rabid, that dog could have done very little to the ninjas that were behind the armored vehicle. The reason that, what is the reason that that SWAT team commander did not start backhanding that officer over and over again? What's the reason behind that? And if these hero cops were scared beyond all imagination by this minuscule, I've seen a picture of this little dog. This dog was barely the size of a rodent. So what's going to happen? When they accidentally shoot a three-year-old toddler dead, are they going to plant a switchblade on that baby? They don't deserve to be getting paychecks. They don't deserve to be getting anything from the taxpayers of Racine. And they should all be dismissed. But then, it doesn't stop there. Racine's police chief, Howell. Many concerned citizens have sent him emails about this, and he defended this by saying when the dog was introduced into the standoff, that changed the dynamic. As if Mr. Handsome had thrown a trained German Shepherd in there that was rabid and unfed and been chewing on a bloody rope. These guys were there to try to peacefully resolve this, and they bring gunfire into the play to kill a dog. And I've got, you know, this is not something you could write. This is not, I can't make this kind of stuff up. If Mr. Hansen had threatened to send his son out there to kill the cops and then push his 3-year-old toddler out the door, would they have opened fire because the dynamic had changed? What you have here are some trigger-happy badge jockeys. And they got their rocks off shooting this puppy. And their boss is going to the mat for them to ensure that they get away with it. And these are the only ones. These are the only ones that the gun controllers say should have guns. No. These trigger-happy puppy killers are the reasons we have the Second Amendment. That's why we have it. Because when these officers get bored with using their badges to kill innocent puppies, it's a short step before they start killing innocent people. And if the brass is going to circle the wagons around them, around these psychopathic officers, then Racine, Wisconsin needs to clean house from top to bottom. These guys are unfit to protect and serve if they have to shoot a puppy in the back because they can't handle the dynamic. Wisconsin should be, I mean, I don't know how, you know, I don't know how often somebody in Wisconsin might drive through Racine, but you need to be thinking about that. You never know what might change the dynamic when they go, when they just can't stand it anymore and they decide they got to go loud because they brought the stuff with them to do it. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. This is a weapon designed and carried for over 20 years. It's gone through all the evolution, and now it's available here via Lionheart. This is what the South Korean ROKs carry. Republic of Korea. The ROKs are bad boys, let me tell you. They're bad boys. As such, the heritage of the gun and everything else is, you can feel it. You can feel it. And their Black Friday sale will be happening soon, and you can buy one at a deep discount. Check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. Coming up next hour, it's going to be Michelle and Edwin again from Texas Law Shield. No telling what we're going to talk about today. It always goes on its own. The UK Guardian is very well known for having a distinctly statist editorial slant, and they very much believe that the only problem with government is there just isn't quite enough of it. Controlling people, or doing what is best for them, even whether they want it or not, is the default answer for every problem. And it's part of the reason the United Kingdom is rapidly devolving into a second-rate nation. Multiculturalism, anyone. Independence is something that these types of Orwellian statists deeply, deeply resent. So they've come out with some, they're very concerned for some the only reason I worry about crime in other areas besides mine is when they start worrying about me. And they're always worried about me having a gun. So in the UK, they've come out with some anti-gun performance art. Coming directly from the UK Guardian, verbatim. It is the feeling of safety and maybe a little bit of the feeling of power. That's what a lot of Americans say they get from gun owning, which is ironic because if they looked at the statistics, they ought to get a feeling of fear. Protecting your family is a fine notion, but a lot of time it is in fact the family of gun owners who get shot. To remind people of this and make sure the message doesn't get bogged down in subtlety, the designer Anthony Burrill and art director Ewat Boonstra and the copywriter Zach McDonald have created Innocent Targets, a new series for gun ranges. But in place of the hoodlums and terrorists that everybody loves blowing apart, the team has used pictures of ordinary people. Abused women are 5 times more likely to be killed if their partners own a gun, the small print beside one of the targets states. It's bullseye hovering over the forehead of a young woman baking. Ewat had the original idea, Burrill says. He was just shocked by the level of gun violence and the way that guns are part of the American culture. Needless to say, the team did not expect many sales to actual gun ranges, so the designs are launched last week. Were launched last week as posters, priced at £25 each, plus postage, with proceeds going to the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. We're just hoping they'll get out into the world, says Burrill, who is best known as the creator of the Work Hard and Be Nice to People posters. We hope people will buy them and they'll go on their walls, not just as artwork, but maybe something that can provoke more of a discussion. I have looked at the stats, boys. Thanks very much. I appreciate that. I've looked at your stats, and I've seen how they're rigged. And I've seen how the data is conflated, and I've seen the lies, and then I've looked at the stats. And if it's okay with you, I'll just defer to John Locke. If that's okay, I'll defer to the FBI. Thank you. Thank you so very much. And you know what? While I'm at it, be on the lookout, because you have a 1 in 354 chance of being knifed because you just exist in the United Kingdom. They have a picture of a bride. Ah. She looks resplendent, all dressed in white. The veil is beautiful. Bullseye right between her eyes. Where are the radical feminists on this one in the UK? Do they have them? Do they have radical feminists in the UK? Here's another nice Brit here. She's baking. Cool, I'm just making some bread. It is. It is without a doubt a horrible, horrible thing when innocent people are targeted. But I kind of find it odd. It's odd that The Guardian failed to mention that the Department of Homeland Security spent up to $2 million buying nearly identical targets to desensitize agents to the prospect of shooting pregnant women, young mothers, and the elderly. Minnesota-based Law Enforcement Targets, Inc., has been awarded $5.5 million in contracts with the federal government, including $2 million with the Department of Homeland Security. In light of fact, it's no wonder that the American people were outraged last week when it was uncovered that the firm had released a series of gun practice targets featuring a pregnant woman, a child, a young mother, and grandparents. Here's the thing. If, you know, women, the other day a woman, a female, snatched a police officer's stun gun and was aiming at him, and he shot her and killed her. Because if she had pulled the stun, you know, if she pulled the trigger and hit him with it, and if he wasn't wearing a vest, then she could have taken his gun and a whole bunch of other things. Women and old people, and in some cases young people, can do bad things. The notion, however, that you can get out there and get a target. This notion, this is obviously coming from people that have never shot anybody. The notion that she can stick up a target with a rendition, with a picture that you know in your mind is a picture, it's a piece of paper and you're not hurting anybody, and this is going to desensitize you, that is folly. Plain and simple. Punching paper is not the same thing as getting in a firefight. It is not. So here we have this. We have the guys in the UK. I don't know what the exchange rate is, but let's say it's 1.5. So for £25, you're paying $40 for a target. Now, one thing that is missed here by these guys, the big thing here, is that on one hand, we've got this one company that's making this the set of targets for the Department of Homeland Security, because apparently it's okay to shoot innocent people if the government's pulling the trigger. And then on the other hand, we got a bunch of eggheads out there in the UK who know nothing about guns, who've never fired a gun, who've never been in a moment of desperation in their lives, out there making calls, making decisions, all this other stuff, based completely upon folly. Based completely upon folly. And they're, since they're so Orwellian, you know, they're not going to express any outrage over concerns that a domestic security apparatus has spent millions on weapons and ammunition and millions more training to use those weapons against average citizens with just the fig leaf of an incongruous gun thrust unceremoniously into targets that are otherwise frames for normal daily life. You see, that's the thing about statists. Because they are so much into control, because they're so much wanting to control your behavior, there is no such thing as collateral damage if it happens in the name of the greater good. Unless, of course, it happens to somebody they know. Then that changes things. But when you're out there and you're trying to create this statist utopia, this controlled behavioral experiment, where everybody's bland and wears the same clothes and acts the same way and everything else, some people are going to resist that. And the best way to get that to actually happen is to take all the guns away. So that's the bad thing about statists. Statists get out there and, you know, if they have to, they don't mind breaking a few eggs or 262 million eggs, if that's what it takes to enhance the greater good. But let's ignore all that and let's just make us some art. We'll sell some $40 targets and, oh, won't it be good? We'll be able to go to the pub. All right, I've taken in the pounds. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, it's the end of the world as you've known it. Hi, this is Larry Crisp with Baby Boomer Backup Plan.com. And right now, if you're a middle-class American, you probably feel like you're being squeezed out of existence. As incomes drop, food prices rise, and job markets remain abysmal, how will you provide the cash flow you and your family need to survive? Every generation knows that the old plan of trading 40 hours a week for 40 years, then retiring to a golf course, is a thing of the past. But while the traditional concept of retirement is fading, a new and exciting time of re-inspirement is emerging. You can find out how friends of mine from 25 to 85 years old have learned the secrets of creating cash flow and freedom they never dreamed possible in my free special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Yes, it is the end of the world as we've known it, but you'll be re-inspired by my special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Got the LH9C in. I'm going to take it out to the range. I'm going to shoot it. I'm going to shoot it fast. I'm going to shoot it slow. I'm going to shoot it through all three modes of carry. I'm going to film it. I'm going to post it all before the Black Friday sale, just so you have a little bit more information. And we'll talk about it in the days to come. I've talked about it earlier today. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. There's an amazing number of people that have concealed carry permits, and they don't carry a gun. That's pretty bad. Then there's some people that carry guns, and they don't carry a reload, which is always a puzzle to me. It's always a puzzle to me. I'm not going to dump on them here, but I've done it. I've carried a gun without a reload. That's one of the privileges of high capacity. And I train, so I shoot fairly well. I hit my target 99.9% of the time. How much ammo am I really going to need? Well, there's a lot of fallacy to thinking that way. But let's look at some of the excuses to not carry spare ammo. Number one, odds are that I'm not going to have to fire this thing at all, let alone run it dry and still be in a gunfight. That's true. The trouble is, we don't carry guns because of the odds of needing one. Or most of us wouldn't carry a gun at all. We carry it because if against the odds, we need one and don't have it, the cost of being unable to save our own life and the lives of those who count on us to protect them is catastrophic. If you are in the uncommon situation where you run the gun dry and the danger is still present, you're back to not having a loaded gun when you desperately need one. Number two, if I need more than 5 shots in my snub-nosed 38, I couldn't have won the fight with more. That's my favorite one. if you haven't won the fight yet and your gun runs dry, you're definitely not going to win the fight if you don't have a reload for it of some type. You definitely are not going to win that fight. Masoud Ayoub in the 1970s, he did a survey. The Illinois State Police gave him a lot of access. And he was able to identify 13 troopers who survived because they had autoloaders and reloads. Number three, I'm not a cop. You're facing the same people they face. They're facing you first before anybody calls them to show up. You'll run across the occasional case where the private citizen has run dry, reloaded, and prevailed. Happens a lot. There's also been cases where they emptied their gun and the danger was still there. Not an excuse. Number four, but those guys had guns all over the place. I'm out and about. I can't do what they did. No. And if they'd had just one gun with no spare ammunition, they couldn't have either. So if you're going to carry a gun, it's really an awfully good idea to carry spare ammo. Number five, this is where the high-capacity gurus come in. I carry an 18-shot auto pistol, so I don't have to worry about running out of ammunition. That's debatable, depending on what you might face, especially in today's day and age, where we have ISIS attacks possible, where we have riots possible. But what about the other thing? What about auto pistol? You know, auto pistols, semi-autos do malfunction, and it happens to the best of them. And if you're using quality ammunition, then the problem there is going to be the magazine. So clearing the stoppage and getting back to the fight may require replacing the defective magazine or the compromised magazine with a fresh magazine, unless you don't have one. Another thing with these Illinois troopers, when Masoud Ayoub was looking at them, they would do this. They would disable the gun by dropping the magazine if they were wrestling with it or over it with an assailant. Now, suppose you've done that and you've successfully retained the gun. You've dropped the magazine. Now the assailant pulls back and pulls out a knife, and you have a gun with no magazine, and you put it into fail-safe. Wouldn't it be nice to have a magazine to stick in there? I doubt that the assailant's going to give you time to bend over and pick up the one you dropped. Number six, if my five or six shots aren't enough, I'll just run away. If you could run away, why didn't you do that to begin with before you got in a gunfight? The very fact that you're in a situation that has required you to empty a gun at one or more human beings probably indicates that if you turn and run, you'll just get a few bullets in the back. Carrying spare ammo, I mean, when I'm on the road, if you got into my ISIS welcome wagon bag and saw all the, see, in the ISIS welcome wagon bag, I have two magazines for the gun I'm carrying on me. In the bag is another handgun that takes the same magazines, because most of the time it's going to be a Glock, so the Glock system, the 17 magazines work with everything in the 9mm lineup. And I have a 33 round extended magazine. And then for the AR-15 pistol, I have five magazines. So I've got ammo coming out the wazoo. And that's probably a whole lot more than I would ever use, unless something out of the ordinary against the odds happens in front of me. It's bad enough that I don't know what the percentage is. There's a percentage of people that have gone out, taken the time to get the permit, especially that I know in South Carolina. They've taken the time to get the permit, and they don't carry the gun. My dad's one of them. And I've asked him repeatedly, why don't you carry your gun, Dad? And I've tried to give him a different gun, because he has a thing for these five-shot snubbies. Nothing wrong with them. I just don't like how long it takes to reload the gun. And he can carry two reloads with that gun, and that's 15 rounds. Or he could have a Glock 19 without changing the magazine, same amount of ammo. And if he carries two spare magazines, he's got three times the amount of ammo, just in case he needs it. I carry a spare tire. I don't especially want to change my spare tire, but I have it just in case I need it, because I've been out there before without one. And I sat on the side of the road for 6 hours when a spare tire would have had me on my way in 45 minutes. I carry trauma kits. I very rarely run into trauma cases where I have to break out the trauma kit and start using, you know, hydroseal bandages and quick clot and cat tourniquets. I haven't even had a need to use them at all, but I have them. I have homeowner's insurance in case a tornado blows through and tears my house up. So I have a lot of things already that I have spent money on or continue to spend money on just in case I need them, because when you need them, it's better to have them. But if you do need them and you don't have them, that's bad. That is always bad. That's why I preach high capacity, for one thing, because that means you can shoot before longer. You can shoot if you have to without having to reload, but you need reloads. You need reloads. There's too many instances. There's that lady in Atlanta that had shot a home invader five times and ran a gun dry. And the guy didn't know she was dry. He'd been hit five times in the neck and head, so he just thought it was a good thing to get out of the house and get back in the car and leave. There's a cannibal down in the homeless cannibal down in Florida. Took 8 shots of .40 caliber to stop him from eating the face of the other homeless guy. Too many instances of people requiring more than a double tap to the chest. That's probably going to kill them in time. Give it a minute. But in that minute or 2 or 5 or 10 or whatever it takes, they're still going to be dangerous. And you want to be more dangerous if they're attacking you. You've got to be more dangerous than your attacker. I know it's troubling, especially if you live in the UK. If you pick this up later today, you're going to find out, oh, cool, he's advocating all sorts of violence. Only in the name of self-defense, my British cousins. Oops, watch out, that guy's got a knife. Coming up next, from Texas Law Shield, Edwin Walker, Michelle Byington, on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart Pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart Pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.